Speaking of that, one other.
Did you call Paul here now?
Yeah, yeah, we called Paul. Who was the other one that you were mentioning? Who's the Salvatore working the UNRRA thing, or how the hell is he doing?
Is he gonna have it working?
Oh, yeah.
Did Trey go over that with you?
No.
Well, you have to make a deal, that's what we can make.
Well, let's make the deal.
We have to take Gordon, too.
What do we have to do?
I put him on the base in California, but he'll help us in Russia, you know?
Sure. But Gordon is a hell of a spicy guy. What do you mean, take Gordon, what do we have to do?
What you have to do, you already have.
What does he have?
Well.
Well, he corresponds Secretary of Defense, that he can't have, but he can have some others now.
What I said is.
Give him the Navy.
No, but he can have the assistant, an assistant service secretary.
Oh, that's.
Under secretary.
No.
That's under secretary of the service.
You can't, that's just, that's an insult.
That's what Salvatore.
No, but why not give him a service secretary? We don't, we're not stuck with any of those people we've got now, they're all gonna go out.
You wanna have to look at them.
I never see the service secretary.
I heard you say somebody could have.
No, but Gordon would be a fine secretary of the Navy.
I agree with you. You've been a former secretary of the Navy.
I know, Gordon has a good record.
His interest is Army.
All right, give him the secretary of the Army. That guy we got in the Army is no good.
Service is the ideal thing for Gordon, he likes to travel, he likes.
Our eyes, flags, and whistles. Well, the point is.
The point is, he can have that, you talk to Salvatore and say, secretary of the Army, he wants the Army.
Secretary of the Army.
Well, you have to take him, you say, get UNRRA.
Well, see, UNRRA wants to be mayor of Los Angeles, we have to get Gordon out of the mayorship. And then UNRRA will move back us in order to make it, see, mayor of LA is nonpartisan, the folks, that cleans him up, makes him a nonpartisan figure, he hires next. But he's, he, unless he knows he can get mayor, and he doesn't wanna take Gordon on, to pay Gordon to do it.
That's a hell of a trade. Oh, if we can, I don't, I just didn't dream you could ever get UNRRA, I don't know if you can, but Salvatore needs to.
Well, Salvatore knows, that's where his dough comes from, he's.
Well, at least he'll know that for a caution.
Yeah.
You know, I say he'll know that, because you got him to work caution.
Bob.
Yeah.
I think what you'd better talk to Salvatore. Yeah, just Chuck, I think he's talking about, but I just doesn't. He may not know that interplay of California, which is you do. And, yeah, you better talk to him and say, all right, be sure he's, and say, here is the command.
See, Gordon thinks we screwed it before, and we didn't.
He thought he was gonna be Secretary of Defense, or State.
What State?
Yeah.
Who would take him out of State?
Yeah, at times. But any of that.
Did he consider it?
But Secretary of the Army is fine. Okay, no problem on that, just be not safe.
You don't need to try it on this.
No, he wouldn't take that.
Well, as you think about it, one person, you don't know what he's thinking.
No, well, he just isn't gonna take it, I know you already well enough. Give it, because Secretary, we don't have to keep that ball in there, you know, it's layered down.
We absolutely, we don't have to, we don't want to. Now, he was only there for the rest of the years.
Caretaker.
I don't think he wants to stay to go.
It's that, for God's sake, don't have a chance to bid, don't make a commitment on Deputy Secretary of Defense, not a chance of that. I want you to do it, Deputy Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, you got to, would you be delighted to have him for that job?
Correct. He wants it.
Well, good.
Well, I guess, you know, we almost did it at this time, but we had the rush name, so we're down the road.
In Russia.
All right, well, let me say that we want him for that job, and want it because that's the hardest job, it's the most important job. Frankly, it's more important than Secretary of Defense.
Sure.
Sure. It is the job of Clemens and Royal, and I want you to talk to him, tell him that that's it. That is absolutely what we want there. Secretary.
Fine, Harry, he don't want anybody else.
But he takes that.
No, he'll take that, and he will love to have it, he'll fight for that. And he won't take it, you know, nothing else you know of it, he said, ah, that's good.
He bought it.
So, and he's a cuter fellow, he thinks he can do a service, he thinks he understands the service, he's gonna fit you.
Yeah.
Task force, doesn't it? But I don't.
I'm surprised that he wouldn't shoot the Secretary if he wanted to.
No, he wants that.
He thinks there's a lot to be done there.
He thinks it.
And he doesn't give a shit about government services.
Not at all.
He thinks there's a direct requirement.
He thinks that this is a, he can perform a real service here, but he thinks this is the mandate of the defense.
One thing we're going to do, John, and I think it only makes sense in that department, now what we have done there with Larry, we got the situation where Larry was coming.
is.
Well, so they get a lot of people around, but they, that are sometimes just.
Well, when you bring your guy in, instead of saying, yes, you'll select your department, we should do what can, because they should say, no, you won't select your department, I will.
That's right.
Yeah, but.
So, and I do, I'll give you the keys.
I'll appoint anybody that you find personally objectionable.
Right.
But I'm not gonna let, you make the point, I will make it.
Which the law requires you to do.
Yeah, we're the ones who submit.
You're the one that gets.
The Utah requirements, that that's, you should know, that's the light of the finding that, the brush will not be there afterwards.
If one of you calls out a firm, if you already.
I sure would, I sure would.
You wanna.
And you call Paul, why, Christ Almighty, I'd want, forget the rest, he's the biggest name you can get in California for the first time. If you could possibly get him, I guess, he's good.
I do go.
I can.
Cause he's kind of going on par. How did you win for public?
How did you LA time?
Let's try.
LA time.
Well, I would say, I'm one of the.
Well, we're good.
Is it, that coming back to the Wallace thing, the, what's the latest on that? He's following up, they apparently want to, it's unknown or something of that sort.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of Bob was talking about.
We had a meeting with him, and I thought it really worked out real well.
Well, they blame, he's still quite out of structure. But I told him, but I said, how many people you got there? He said, well, about 40, I said, okay. I said, we're just getting started here, I said, we don't have, we're trying to fall away, I'm going, I might as well, she's been working for 4 years. I said, we're 200,000, I said, about 4 of us out there. We can't, I can't advise you how we're gonna use your hour for instruction, and I said, let's be sure we do. We have guaranteed that all your salaries and operating costs, for the next 2 weeks. And, then later in the conversation, I didn't make quite as explicit, I said, you're that Gary, you're playing and you're beating. It's a word, in 2 weeks, I said, give us time to sort this thing out and find out how, from your standpoint, all of you, but we had discussions very intensely. How they work operate. But at the end, Charles Snyder said, what do you know that we want to come up with all for you? Because it might find out the way you see that goal that I think you can do, and that's what I love about it. And I love that, I think you can probably don't have to have enough. If you cut it down to 22, go on and do it. And I said, we'll happy. I would have maximum 24, 25, and that includes all that area. Then when they came back this time, they started talking about over 100. Well, then they cut that yesterday to 40. But they're talking about 1.5 million. And then they start talking about this airplane price. Well, how much is the plane? $600 an hour. And I said, I made no great point. Okay, well, we'll take your 2 inches you can get. We'll take care of your plane will be. They said, well, what do you want to do? You said, I said, well, first place, get down there. Take the states, and I named them. I said, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan. I said, see what you got in those states. Analyze your plane. Get your, run your file on those states, and let's see what kind of organization you set up in those states. And that's fine. So they complained last night, they don't want to wait too. They need to get an action. So that is, but it's just Russian trade. Now, Charles Snyder wants a job. Chuck is assured he'll have it in the government.
No problem.
Yes.
Wall, so you know the final.
separate operation. But they're gonna move on the expansion all the way over into this group that we're gonna pick up and pick up, which is fine. I'm not arguing with them all, except I'm sure we weren't, they couldn't bank the terms of these and had dollars. But the truth of the matter is, France wants two things. He wants to be sure he's gonna be on the committee. He wants to be sure he's gonna get personal recognition. He's gonna be out front. Secondly, he wants to be sure Iron Bay didn't get the release of airplane $600. I should be Charles Snyder by all of the countries. And he's there, so he has some money paid for it.
Those guys didn't bother.
No, no, they don't bother me either. And I told him. I said, I need to get out of here. And I said, on the plane, we take care of the plane and the people. 2 weeks, I said, that would be 2 weeks if it cut off. I said, by that time, we should have a permanent entry. We don't, we send it to you. I said, I'm trying to put a time in there. I said, I'm just giving you a time certain. We have guaranteed to tell you how.
Otherwise, it's gonna have to work.
Yeah, so we can, so we can begin to get this thing structured.
Well, let's, what can they do? I suppose it's the, what they spent, where it comes their attention.
Well, they just want to trade.
You don't think so?
Well, what can you do?
Governor Wallace's office called, hey, we're supposed to reach the governor today, yesterday. So the governor wasn't well enough to get to reach. It was only the week before possible.
I'm sending a movie now.
We have some indication.
A lot of them.
But they already put wires all over the money. And that Snyder will try to give you that, which runs the government, take over the water.
Snyder and Alabama.
So, you know, we got this and that, but
everybody's personal ambition.
Oh, yeah, but we spent 15 minutes to show that child. We spent 15 minutes, them telling us how, what magic it was making the reason that we needed to keep this airplane. It had 1972 guys said, this is the third plane in all this room. And said, when it just lands in the airport, it's just a crowd gathering, because they just want to see the plane to be flying.
Well, that ended. And applause after he was shot, flew back then to home book, Alabama, before he went down to the convention, and 200 some people come out to see.
No, there's no, the,
He's standing by to see you, what'd you say, what?
Broke.
Yeah.
I thought it was here, Tom. I thought you, no, wait, like, call him.
Standing by somewhere, waiting to see you, if you want it.
Well, yeah, come now. You know what it means.
I wanted, ask the gentleman, come on over to the office. How does that work? It looks like it.
Well, I've been to those beaches before, there, I used to love them, very smart. Flattic.
Did you get any more, do any more thinking about hijacking?
Yes, and I've got some work going on, and I have, further, oh, Teeter was over there when I talked to you. He's gonna do something real quick on that, okay. Couple of things. John, Connelly, apparently accepted your, regarding Jake. Yeah, but at the same time, he had a very good point about the political effect of an indictment against this fellow before the election.
No, yeah.
And so I instructed Connelly not to indict him before the election.
Can you do that?
Well, as long as he doesn't come with the committee.
Then?
Then we don't have the kind of jeopardy, you see.
Yeah.
And we'll just go ahead and hold her up. And, now Connelly's bitched and moaned and thrashed. Say you want to talk to me some more, and I said, well, that's the instruction, unless you hear from the other one.
Well, if Ray tells with Johnson, a lot of others.
That's the point.
And then after the election, we just may, you may be just brutal about it.
Yeah.
And drop it.
Yeah.
I think we can do such things.
Well, and for now, we got her held up, and I've sent for the file. And we'll take a look at the file and see what's going on.
Yeah.
But I just want Connelly to feel that we're doing everything we could.
You told Connelly, huh?
Yes, sir. And I offered to go down there and do anything he thought was appropriate to get the thing straightened around.
Sure.
He said, no, that wouldn't be good. It's too much business going to be, and so on and so forth. Finally, he called me back and he said, well, I'm saying you just can't do it.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. First thing is OEO Legal Services. Little by play.
I tried to get you yesterday, you know, but you.
I know.
So there's no.
Here's what happened. Javits late yesterday came back at me. He said, all right. He said, I want to know if we fold completely on the board of directors, if we fold on the amount of the authorization in the OEO part, will the president sign the bill? And I said,
yeah.
Well, no. I said, I'll check and get back to you. And we checked with the vice president. And the vice president said, I don't think the president should sign it anyway. He said, that legal services is a bad signal. And OEO is a very unpopular thing around the country. So here's what we did. We sent a message back to Javits that naturally the vice president was consulting. And that on the basis of his recommendation, it would not be possible to for you to sign the bill. Now, one thing that will do is show the vice president as in the mainstream of the decision process. And on the right side of this issue, I believe,
the OEO Legal Services.
That's right. And it sends a message to Javits that he didn't get any points by giving the vice president. It may help a little bit in